Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, I don't mind.
That is your 6 a.m. morning alarm clock banger. Where will we go? I am Dynamite.
That's your pick, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Buzz family, from Chris. That was a good one to just get your blood pumping. And it kind of fits with how we feel this morning.
Yeah, a little on edge.
F Twitter.
I've never liked that place anyways, and this just kind of confirms it.
BuzzFam, Twitter, obviously something important. That's what everyone's talking about. And so we're going to look at the trending stuff. Top of the trending, number one trending thing. Both Chris and I found it at exactly the same time. We go, it's R.I.P. Ellen.
It's never what you want to see at the first one.
No.
It means it's important.
Right. And then you click into the hashtag, and no one knows what's going on.
Yeah, there's a picture of Kathy Bates. What?
Yeah, that's bad information. But you click it, and all the tweets are like, I wonder why R.I.P. Ellen is trending. Oh, does anybody know why R.I.P. Ellen is trending? Someone needs to put at the very top why something is trending on Twitter. Because we looked it up. It's her show that they're saying may possibly be dead. Not Ellen.
She's never going to die.
Well, but just why you got to play with our emotions like that?
It isn't good for our hearts to ripple that early. Only music should do that.
And it did with that I Am Dynamite song.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So our system doesn't have commercials? I don't know what the deal is with that. Jeremy texted me about it, and everything was timing out a little too well for us, for it not to be something weird. And so you're going to hear a lot of music this morning. Let's pretend that it's a commercial-free hour or however long until they get that thing fixed. But with that and what happened to me to make me almost late for work, it's been a weird day.
Almost late? Yeah, you were late. Why?
Well, I was here before 6.
What caused your disturbance in time arrival this morning?
So I go to the gym before I come here, and I go swim. That's all the way down at Overland Park. I live in downtown. And on the way back from the gym, I was listening to some music and then thinking about making out with my friend. And then all of a sudden, I'm at the downtown exit.
You missed it?
By a long shot. Something in my head, I was thinking about making out with my friend, made it so that I missed something like 10 exits. I've never once come down here and then gone straight home when it was dark outside.
I've missed plenty of exits before, but by the time I hit the next one or the next, I go. How did you get past 7th Street, Broadway to... When did you finally...
It was a good makeout session in my head with my friend.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
That fits with the day. That fits with what's going on right now. Buzz family, you are in the middle of a commercial-free hour of Jordan Silver and Friends. Not because we're doing this on purpose, but because the system screwed up.
We don't know where the ads are.
Yeah. Hopefully they show up because, by the way, that's how we make the moolah. To come and work here.
So I'm going to get paid even less than what I do now?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. So there's going to be music instead of commercials, but hey.
Who's going to complain about that?
The companies that paid for the commercials to go in that spot.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. Weird digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
Not surprised that Buzz family is very proud of what happened on this day in 1928 because it's a local thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know a lot of people would know this just off of the top of their head, but they do. A friend texted me personally, and the text line is going crazy right now with people who know what we're talking about or what we were teasing earlier about what happened on this day in 1928.
Yeah, we got a lot of smart listeners.
Hell yeah, we do. That's what I love about the Buzz family that listen to Jordan Silver and Friends. So it is Tuesday, July 7th.
Mm-hmm.
July flying by.
7-7. Supposed to be a lucky day or something?
I thought that's 3 sevens.
Oh, so we missed it by 13 years.
I hope that's correct. You know how I feel about doing math live on the radio. But Christopher, let's kick it off with you telling us what happened on this day in 2014.
Well, the fossils of the largest bird ever was discovered, being about the size of a small four-passenger airplane.
That's weird, because in the news today, there was a story about scientists discovering an extremely tiny dinosaur in Madagascar.
So we both found the largest and the smallest bird.
That's not going to be the weirdest comparison that you hear with this day in history today.
Oh boy.
But we'll get to that because I just freaked out.
On this day in 2009, Michael Jackson's funeral was
allegedly
held. What?
Nothing. Go ahead. Sorry.
Michael Jackson's funeral was held at the Staples Center in Los Angeles on this day in 2009.
Allegedly.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because you always say allegedly when you talk about Michael Jackson, so how does it feel?
I mean, there's a chance he's on an island somewhere with Elvis.
Thank you. You.
Here's his daughter, Paris.
Ever since I was born, Daddy has been the best father.
Why'd you pull
ever
this?
Imagine.
God!
And I just wanted to say I love him so much.
There's a reason why I did that. It'll be apparent at the very end of this.
Okay, good. You better have a reason, because everybody's heart just broke. You never want to hear a little kid cry. Sucks. When it's for something real.
Yeah.
Not like
taking their candy?
Yeah.
On this day in 2001, in the first appearance in Daytona since his dad died, Dale Earnhardt Jr. went to the Pepsi 400. Here's the final lap.
Here they come. Turn four. Final lap of the Pepsi 400. It's going to be Dale Earnhardt Jr. using lessons learned from his father to go from sixth to first and score the victory in the Pepsi 400.
That's unbelievable.
Be really crappy if he didn't win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like the other people were allowing him the win if you watch the race. I'm not saying that has happened, but maybe.
Sometimes stories have to write themselves.
Yeah. On this day in 2000, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire becomes the biggest selling online book. My younger brother got this book for Christmas after showing zero interest in Harry Potter ever in his life, and it was his most confused Christmas gift ever.
So. Who got it for him?
My mother.
Mom? Moms are not the ones that give the odd gifts. That's aunts and grandparents.
It was so out of place for that because he showed zero interest. Never even mentioned at all. And
that he liked Harry Potter?
Got him a book. He didn't even like to read.
Well, maybe that's your mom saying, all right, listen, you need to read. Okay, I'll give you this baby book.
500 pages long.
Yeah.
On this day in 1993, Mia Zapata of the Gits is murdered, and the case goes unsolved for a decade.
I wait my whole life for this moment, Christopher. There is an episode of Forensic Files about this.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you don't know the episode.
Season 12, episode 7, Forensic
what?
Files. Yeah.
You mean this one?
Wait.
For years, no one in Seattle knew who killed this rock singer. The evidence sat waiting in a freezer until a computer identified a suspect 3,000 miles away.
What what is wrong with me that hearing that just did some things to me?
I knew it would. That's why I got it for you.
Way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know me so well.
On this day in 1993, a guy named Tom Browning decides to watch a baseball game at Wrigley Field from a rooftop of the building. And he's 5'5", fined $500. Here's him explaining it.
But it was just a little thing I tried to get away with, but then Timmy Belcher got the TV camera on me and it took on a life of its own.
That don't seem fair that he gets fined for that.
Well, he was a baseball player of the game, and he went up at inning and sat on, and he wasn't.
Oh, that's different. Got it. Okay. But his nickname was Red as well.
I think it was for the Reds, the baseball team he was on.
Okay.
The Cincinnati Reds.
Ah, I see.
Sports. On this day in 1992, the New York Court of Appeals rules that women have the same right as a man to go topless in public. Here's one local opinion on that.
I'm a supporter, of course. I like to look at breasts.
Is that the main reason why you're...
Oh, yeah, that's the main reason. That I like looking at women's breasts. That's why I'm here, to take photos.
You know that guy has weird stuff on a hard drive in his basement.
I don't
like to make assumptions.
But
sometimes logic just gets you there.
Yeah. Continuing, on this day in 1985, the youngest player ever, Boris Becker, wins Wimbledon at 17. And here's Boris Becker after the win.
Now I think I have a lot of responsibility for the game now, because I'm in my age to win Wimbledon. This is, I think it's something special, you know. And now I think the pressure is a little bit more on me, but I hope I will do my best.
I don't even think I was out of diapers at 17.
You wore diapers.
Okay. 1947.
On this day in 1947, the Roswell incident happened near Roswell, Mexico. Spurring off many of a government conspiracy theories.
Yeah, the Roswell incident, a reported crash of an alien spaceship near Roswell, New Mexico.
Claiming it was a weather balloon, and then in the late 90s, they claimed it was this other nuclear detection thing, but... it was aliens.
See, that happening all the way back in 1947, so that's the problem. Because if that were to have happened today, you know there'd be so many other videos, TikToks.
Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. We would know. It'd be the top thing trending on Twitter rather than RIP Ellen, which, by the way, if you just tuned in, does not mean that Ellen DeGeneres passed away. No, that's not what it means. It's the top trending thing, and they're talking about her show possibly being over. Twitter.
And on this day in local history in 1928, sliced bread was sold for the first time by the Chillicothe Baking Company. Here's a training video explaining the new machine that was invented.
After cooling, the loaves go into a slicing and wrapping machine. Its razor-sharp blades slice about 40 loaves a minute. The machine does all the work.
40 loaves a minute!
That's incredible. The saying, the greatest thing since sliced bread, came from a Red Skelton interview in 1952, where he said, quote, "Don't worry about television. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread." And the connection was, I thought that dude's name was Red, that was on the roof of the building.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa, Red is a theme today. I guess not.
Kinda.
All right, let's move on.
You played for the Cincinnati Reds. I'll give it to you. Unofficial holidays.
Please.
It is Forgiveness Day. A very important one. The source of true forgiveness is true love. Therefore, no one has to earn it.
I think Sly James the Cat is doing Forgiveness Day.
What is Sly dressed
up? Nope, it's Tell the Truth Day. Nope. Never mind. And dressed as Pinocchio. Oh, I get it.
Oh, because of the nose.
At Sly James the Cat on Instagram. Oh my God, I almost snorted.
It's also Blackout Day. The point of this day is to not spend any money today, and if you must, buy from black-owned businesses.
Yes, we've been talking about this for a month, and today is the day. Hashtag Blackout Day 2020 if you're doing anything on social media regarding it. But yes.
All right. Now, there's a reason why I played that Paris Jackson audio at the beginning, to wrench your hearts, because of the day it is Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day. Because physical exercising is just as important as emotional exercising to create that connection of love bond.
Are you going to go on a walk with your daughter?
I go every day.
Does she walk now?
No, pushing her in a stroller.
Okay. Are you worried about when she finally is going to be able to walk?
I'm already exhausted trying to get after her when she's crawling everywhere. I can't even imagine when she's walking even quicker.
Do you feel old? You have a baby now who's almost a year.
My knees ache in the morning. Yeah, my shoulder. Basically, I'm an old man.
That's okay. Your wife does a really good job with your haircuts.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
I love following Casey Pet Project on Instagram. They have the cutest animals always. Do you know they got an owl a couple months back?
I did not. Owls are sweet.
Well, could you imagine? I wonder what... We should interview the person that gets to Casey Pet Project first after the overnight where people can come and drop off their animals.
Yeah.
If they want. That person, I bet, has a lot of stories. Hey, we got an owl.
Who?
An alligator. They've had some weird, weird stuff. But, dude, there's two sad stories coming out of Casey Pet Project recently.
Probably don't want to hear them.
Well, the first was a week ago, and that somebody burned a cat.
Well, no.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That.
And unfortunately, the cat passed away.
That's... That angers you.
Yesterday, though, I don't know all the specifics of how they got this cat, but there was a little kitten that was born with two faces.
Oh my goodness.
Two little faces.
That's incredible. And it's still... Oh my... That's... Wow.
They posted about 8 hours ago. Well, 12 hours ago was when they got the kitten and brought them to the shelter and took care of them. And they said that he ate once or twice, but it was just not in the... Not in the cards, unfortunately. Mm. How do they do that job?
That's tough. I can deal with humans and the mortuary thing, but animals, that's a whole nother compassion. They so helpless and rely on us.
Right, and when they messaged me, they were like, oh, sorry to say that the kitten has passed. He ate today, and we had some hope, but then he went home with one of our team members, and she said that he was moving fine and then just stopped. We knew it was a long shot, but thought that he'd have more time. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. I can't imagine the mental toll that it takes on you when you're doing everything you can, but nature just doesn't want to let you win these few battles. And I was like, you all are true superheroes. The strength and caring spot in your heart, I'm sure, would show up on a body scan. Just be like, oh, this is the spot where I love animals, but, oh, that's rough. And the kitten didn't have a name either.
Should we name the cat?
I mean, if I were to name the kitten, it would be...
Why would you name a two-faced kitten after your ex?
Mm-hmm.
Oh...
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
A worker at a liquor store in Kansas City tweeted at 12:21 p.m. yesterday that a front office employee for the Chiefs came in and bought 6 bottles of Dom Perignon. Said there's a big signing today, not Chris Jones, so my guess is a Mahomes deal, which was 90 minutes before they officially announced that they were paying Patrick Mahomes roughly half $1 billion for the next decade, which is the richest contract in sports history.
Mm-hmm. Don't act like he doesn't deserve it.
No, he absolutely...
Honestly. That guy, they don't even need the other players. Have you watched last season? He threw the ball, caught it himself, pushed his way past everybody else. He deserves it. I'm sorry. I know there's no way to justify that amount of money because it's so obscene, but it's... I saw so many people tweeting about how mad they were about how much it was. And it's like, shut up. Do you want him to go somewhere else? No.
I'll keep him here.
I'll put in for that. All right, what else is going on in the news?
We're on track to receive a heat wave later this week. Coming from the south with temps approaching 100 degrees. It's going to be a little unique, though. There's a good chance for early morning and late night thunderstorms with massive amounts of rain.
I'm going on vacation here.
Well, it's going to be hot.
Hot, and then it's going to rain my whole vacation. Yeah. I am so...
Hopefully you're not going camping.
We basically are.
Oops.
Oh, God.
Well, bring a flotation device.
I will. This sucks. Of course. It's called a ring of fire.
Yeah.
Ring of fire weather pattern sets up for this week and weekend. Exactly when I'm going on vacation.
And there was a drummer who performed a Fall Out Boy song on America's Got Talent. Here's audio of him playing.
Ugh. Just play the damn song. Why you gotta show off with all those fills? How old is he?
12. And his performance also helped bring to the light the 12-year-old's battle with a pervasive developmental disorder.
Follow the
show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Random notes on my phone that make no sense. Just trying to clean up my little notes section because I hate clutter. You are fine with clutter, though, Chris.
I like keeping clutter and I keep it. That's why I've got 31,000 unopened emails in my inbox.
Do you have that little notification that says the number of unread whatevers on your phone?
It's just a dot, dot, dot now.
Oh.
Because it can't process that many numbers.
Oh, I have none. Look at this. Everything's clean. You want to know why?
I mean, it is clean. I appreciate a clean phone.
Because I would not be able to function if I had giant messes everywhere. If I delete text, which I know people think is a bad idea, but if I don't have anything to do with it, if I'm done with it, if I'm not referring to something that I need to think about later, it's gone. And that's how I can keep a clean email. But I don't know how you're ever going to get through 31,000 emails.
I like having the text conversations that have been going on for the past 9 years.
And people do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stupid because I don't have them, so I don't have text proof of, like, anything. But I tell you, I got a clean phone. Look at this thing. So I was going through my notes section yesterday because you know that you've reached the end of the internet and total boredom when you start finding random apps on your phone that you feel like you need to clean.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
That or look at your LinkedIn profile.
Who does that?
I know. I do it once every 6 months when I'm really bored. But with the notes section, I keep finding these random notes that make no sense on my phone that I found. Like, this one here says, I shouldn't leave. What if someone finds me that has more Instagram followers than me?
What does that mean? Leave what?
I don't know. I shouldn't leave. What if someone finds me that has more Instagram followers than me? That's the only note.
Finds you? That's hella confusing.
There's one that says spike glue for the frosted tips.
Hair related?
Yeah. Hopefully not. I wasn't making notes for stuff that I need for myself. God, I can't stand when, just because I have bleached hair that's grown out a little bit, everybody compares me to Guy Fieri. A random note that makes no sense on my phone. All it says is stiff like dead, tick first slap. Am I writing a doo-wop song? Stiff like dead, tick first.
I don't
stiff
even
like
know.
Dead, tick first slap.
I don't think that was it.
Mm. I've got Wednesday the 18th.
Important date?
I guess. I don't remember what it was for.
Those are the worst when you put it down and you know something's going to come up and then you worry if the next day someone's going to, why didn't you show up on that day?
Right. Ooh. I would hope that I would get it in my calendar. That's mm-hmm. what I try to do. That's why I have these notes. All right, cool. I've got this. I'm just going to put this in my calendar and we'll be good. But obviously I missed something on Wednesday the 18th, whatever month.
Yeah. What other random notes do you have in your phone?
Quote, it's in her pillbox hat. I was not at a murder mystery.
Sounds like it could be used against you at a trial.
Another random note. Dear God, did they tell Florida? That's all it says. Dear God, did they tell Florida?
Something bad must have...
Well, it's Florida, you know. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. That's what it says.
You performed one before, didn't you?
No, I didn't do a TED Talk. I'd love to do a TED Talk. What would I do a TED Talk on? Well, if you can't think of it immediately, you probably shouldn't do a TED Talk. That's my guess. This random note on my phone says, all I want to do is know everything about you and tell you that I love you every day until one of us dies.
Whoa.
Oh, I know what that was about.
Jordan, last night I saw that you tweeted out about 9 hours ago. It's a little depressing. Just wondering kind of what's going on there.
Oh, yeah, that tweet. I was sitting in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nighttime. All of a sudden, I hear one just random firework. That was it. And you could tell it was a firework. It wasn't a gunshot. It was definitely a firework. And so the minute I heard that, and then nothing else, I was like, yeah, that's like my love life. You know, everybody else was Independence Day. Fireworks, sparks everywhere, blah, blah, blah. But for me, it's like, this is where this tweet came from, where I said, quote, my love life is like the single firework you find in the bottom of your holiday stuff that you shoot off on the 6th of July just to get rid of it. Thank you to the person in River Market who did that. Shot off that firework, that single sad firework that then inspired my whole situation.
Is there something we need to go over?
Well, I mean, it wasn't exactly that situation that started all of this. I was already kind of like in my feels because my crush friend zoned me.
What? How did she do that?
Through text.
Not even in person?
Mm-hmm. I've got it. We'll read it. Besides, whoever in River Market decided to do that really sad one firework yesterday.
Gotta get rid of it.
That was part of what inspired it. Also, I got friend-zoned by my crush. Have you ever been friend-zoned by your crush?
I mean, I married my crush.
Okay, so the answer's no.
No.
All right, fine. Well, it's a place that I know really well. Hey, maybe this could be what I could do my TED Talk on. Hi, I'm Jordan Silver, and I would like to talk to you today about the friend zone and how you can't avoid it. See, in liking people, I like to get to know someone first before dating them, you know? And that process, though, usually gets me friend zoned. And I've been trying to avoid that in this situation, but it happened. For the Buzz family, what is the friend zone, Chris?
It is a situation which a friendship exists between two people, and one of them has romantic interest in the other.
I hate the word unrequited.
Me too.
Because it is just my love life is unrequited. When I see that word, I have a physical response to it.
It's the definition of your life.
It is, yeah.
Did she text you that sent you in the friend zone?
I've got it right here. This is what our text conversation was yesterday before I sent out that tweet about the fireworks, the sad fireworks. Her. Hey, you. Was wondering if you wanted to come over tomorrow night. Me. Sure. It's really, you know, what I really wanted to say was, I've been waiting my whole life for this entire moment. We're going to come over? I'm going to come over to your house? Oh, my God. Yes. What are we going to do? Stay calm, Jordan. Stay calm.
Mm-hmm.
And so her response, after I told her, yeah, sure, is, yay, I've missed you, with a winky face.
This is leading somewhere.
That's what I thought. And then I said, what do you want to do tomorrow night? And she goes, I'm really into crafting right now.
What?
And I was like, you want to craft together? And in my head, I'm like, kinky. Yeah, finally. All my hard work has paid off. And then she responded, I wanted to make us friendship bracelets.
Ooh, 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 oh, oh, yikes. That's pretty clear.
Ow, God. Is this what it feels like to die? I wanted to make us friendship bracelets. bracelets. This is my crush. Oh, I have pictured marrying this girl. I wanted to make us friendship bracelets. So what do I respond to that? Yay. Mm. When in reality, I'm like, what's the quickest way to die? And so, oh man, the icing on the cake was when she said after that, which was, yeah, I wanted to, this one hurts. I wanted to do something for my favorite buddy because it means so much that you wanted to get to know me so well. Ooh. I love having deep conversations with you into the night, friend. Ugh. I hope our friendship never ends. Ooh. Thank God we're not into each other. Oh. I would hate for that to ruin our friendship.
Is that exactly what she wrote?
I mean, I took some liberties, but basically, yeah, that's what she wrote.
Show me the text. I want to make sure that's exactly what she wrote. Because sometimes your liberties are...
This is what it looked like.
Show me.
She wanted to make friendship bracelets.
Show me the text.
Fine.
Jordan, you said, hey, how's your day? And she responded, good, you.
Yeah, but that was 2 hours later, okay? 2 hours later. Never takes that long to respond. Obviously, she friend-zoned me with that.
Oh, let's stop this horse carriage right now. You cannot go into that mental exhaustion. It's just a simple...
Her taking 2 hours to text me back, good, and then you. She just typed the letter U. That's not even the full letter U. She wants to friend-zone me. She basically wants me to come over and make friendship bracelets with her. It's the end. Oh, God, this hurts.
The whole thing about the friendship bracelets didn't even happen. And only occurred because she took 2 hours to respond to you and said you with a letter instead of Y-O-U. That's perfectly reasonable.
The whole thing about the friendship bracelets didn't exactly happen, but it's how I felt when she took 2 hours to respond back and then used the letter U instead of Y-O-U.
Well, I've got signs that tell if you've been friend-zoned.
You've looked up signs?
Yeah. We'll see if these apply to you in your situation with her. Okay, number one, she's too comfortable around you.
Yeah, I could see that, damn it. Yeah.
Does she talk about the people she likes with you? Ooh, that's kind of a big one.
Let's just move on to number three.
All right. She calls you friend.
Ow, yes. Friend, buddy. Oh, buddy hurts. Dude. When you get called dude, you're out. You're out. You're out. There's no way out.
All right. How about you're in the friend zone if you have no physical contact?
I mean, it's COVID, so that's the reason why there's no physical contact.
Probably not.
I'm putting that one as a maybe.
All right. More reasons you've been friend zoned. You end up doing most of the favors in the relationship.
Move on.
All right. When you go out, she'll bring a friend along. That one's hitting close.
Yep. It's a reason that you know that you're friend-zoned. If I didn't convey that by what we just talked about.
All right, I've got one more. Her friends will tell you that you're a good friend.
To her. Oh, God. Friend-zone. There's no way out.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
7 a.m. news recap. A liquor store employee in Kansas City broke the news of Mahomes' contract deal of $500 million over the next decade.
I like that that's the part that you're more stressed out about, is how much money he's making, versus the fact that somebody from the Chiefs went into a liquor store, bought some booze to celebrate, and basically told the liquor store worker they were celebrating someone just signing a big contract. And then that person tweeted, hilarious. That's the kind of scoop that you wait a lifetime for.
Absolutely. And we will get some massive heat this week with early morning and late night thunderstorms. And Jordan, I don't know if you want to comment on this about the 12-year-old with the developmental disorder playing the drums on America's Got Talent.
Not this time. Could we cut that from the podcast that you put up at 10 o'clock?
Oh, no.
Damn it. All right, what's going on in the news now?
Novavax is trending on Twitter. The U.S. government has awarded them $1.6 billion for potential coronavirus vaccine, and they're supposed to deliver 100 million doses by the end of this year.
Keep my fingers crossed. Oh, this sucks.
And it is Blackout Tuesday, Buy Black on Tuesday. Organizers are asking people not to spend any money unless it's at a Black-owned business. And you can go to Support Black-owned and Google that and get a list of all the Black-owned businesses in your area.
That's right. Hashtag Blackout Day 2020. What else is going on in the news?
Scientists have discovered pink snow in the Alps caused by some algae. The algae normally doesn't grow until after the snow melts, so that they're worried the darker snow will absorb more heat, making it melt quicker than normal, advancing global warming.
Either that or some animal that lives up there has a UTI.
Ooh. And Jordan in California, there's a coffee shop that's not going to play coffee shop jazz, but instead will be playing punk music. It's gaining in popularity on TikTok after workers shared them making videos to My Chemical Romance and saying, "Welcome to my emo coffee shop."
That's going to get old real fast. That's why I was glad that... Oh, emo night. Do you even remember emo night? Excuse me. I just burped on the radio. Wow.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Bus family, a couple weeks ago, Chris was out on Friday and Dustin came in. And I made sure to mention 500,000 times that it was just because you had something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, if you were on this show one day and then you're not on the show the next day, if I don't start the show by crying, God only knows what's happening here.
Yeah, you never know.
Mm-mm. So the reason that you were out, you want to share?
Was my great uncle's funeral, commonly known as my grandmother's brother.
Ancestry.com.
Yes.
I dig it. And that's sad.
Yeah.
And it happened only a couple.
Yeah, it was pretty unexpected. He went in for a surgery and then just 2 days later passed away in his sleep.
That's kind of what happened to my grandmother, the one that I like, not the one that I don't talk to. She had just beat cancer so many times that when they finally went in to do some simple surgery that they didn't need to do, the story goes that everything that they touched basically was... But when you were at the funeral, you've got a baby.
Mm-hmm. There was definitely some precautions we took. We tried to avoid talking to most people. And then we stayed near the edges of the room because, I mean, you're talking about a room full of a couple dozen people.
And even though they're family and family friends, they're still people you haven't seen.
Yeah, in months or years that I don't know where they've been, what they could contact with. And as it turns out, one by one, people who have been shown up for the funeral are being diagnosed with COVID. That's just a little scary because I think we're up to 5 people now that have been diagnosed. And my grandmother is currently in the hospital having back surgery and no one can be there with her.
How does that make you feel?
It's horrible. I know she'll make it through everything. I want to have positive thoughts. But knowing that she has to go there alone is just puts you in a weak place because literally what can you do besides think about them? You can't be there. You can't do anything. They literally bar you from going into the room to see them.
You know what you could do, Chris?
What?
You could get her a present.
Is that what she really wants, though?
I don't know. No. She wants out of that hospital. I know that's what she wants. But it feels like this time around, and not that the first one was ever finished, but this time around, it seems way more real. You're starting to see people and know people that have it. Because the first round, personally, I didn't know anyone.
No one. It just kind of went through. You'd hear it all about the news. But now, I mean, I don't know if being in the Midwest has anything to do with it, but we keep saying, wear your masks, and that is still relevant. People are still getting diagnosed and having it hit the family. It's, I don't want to say it makes it real because I don't want to discount not feeling things because it doesn't happen to me, but it just makes you think 3-4 times before doing things, and it's scary for sure.
Having family with it, yeah.
Yeah.
So far, I don't know if any of my family has it. They're all super far away anyway. My family's just, like, they wouldn't even be the people that got tested, you know? So I'm just proud of your family for taking that step and knowing and finding out and then having to tell people. How do you feel? Because I completely understand what you said about the real thing. I still, even though, just like you said, I don't. We don't want to discount the fact that it didn't personally affect us before. Mm-hmm. But you're kind of right. You know, like if I found out that my mother had it, it would feel way different.
It's such a weird feeling because for most people, this is something that you do recover from. But my grandma's in the hospital after surgery and she's compromised. It's just that constant, that what if, that will I not get a text from her tomorrow? And I can't even be there with her. I don't know what to do. It hurts. The one thing, you should at least be there with them. Can't even do that. Sucks.
It's real.
I can visit her.
Feeling this way, what do you want to say to people that don't believe that this is a real thing? That this is just something made up to keep people hurted and such?
I don't want to do the mask shaming, but it takes so little to do so much to help others. Why is it such a big deal?
Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
That is my Buzz family right there. That is why we wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and we get dressed and we come here. That is why we do hours worth of work beyond what we get paid every single day to give the Buzz family the best show and to create these connections. And wow, the text line right now.
Oh, I'm feeling the love. I really am. It means a lot to read those words and knowing people care and are thinking about me and sending positive thoughts and vibes and prayers my way.
That always seems like such a weird thing to write, you know, or to see. But then when you actually receive something about someone saying that they're sending thoughts and prayers, yeah, it means so much.
Absolutely.
Especially when it comes from strangers.
Yeah, you can feel the universe send them to you. I believe it's real.
And the reason that we're emotional right now is
I got back. My grandmother is in the hospital from surgery. No one can visit her. And at a recent funeral we're attending to, a bunch of my distant family members are contracting COVID.
And I appreciate you opening up the way that you did just a minute ago. I mean, this is hard. This is
not easy.
No, it really isn't. No. And honestly, mental health at this point is very important to be taken care of. Mm. You know, it's weird. Stuff opened up. So then there was this, I don't know, hope that this was all going to be over. But then again, slapped right in the face, you know, and now we've got to wear masks everywhere. That's how it works. That's what we have to do. This is what it's going to be like for a long time. Just wear your damn mask. I saw a news story last week that said something like, woman dies after falling into bear cave taking photos at Yellowstone National Park. And my first thought was, damn, she's lucky she doesn't have to deal with COVID anymore. And I don't mean it to be funny. That was scary. That was a really scary first thought to have, to hear about someone passing away. That my fear of COVID and how it can affect me. And if I'm personally being good enough at protecting myself, it's so ingrained in the back of my head that I'm starting to wonder if I want to be here. You know what I mean? Like, that's a dark thought. It sounds funny, but if my first thought when I hear a story about someone dying is they're lucky that they don't have to deal with COVID anymore, and I don't mean it in a funny way. I mean it in an absolutely sincere way. That means that we have all got to check on our mental health and be talking to people. When this happened, I talked to my therapist about it, and I was like, how, you know what I do? We're the lucky ones that get to come in every day, and in a way, we're kind of leaders with what's going on right now. What do I say to people if I'm having thoughts of, like, how long is this going to go on, and can I actually make it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I mentally make it? And not being funny at all, completely serious. And she said that her advice is, my therapist's advice is, that the masks and everything, this is how we have to do it. And it's going to be like this for a while. And people aren't saying you can't go see your friends and you can't go out to things as long as you socially distance and you wear your masks. That's it. That's how it's going to be. And fighting that, there's no reason. This isn't going away and it's getting worse. And as you said, it's a little thing that you have to do.
It takes such little effort to help so many other people.
We cry on this show a lot. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, we do. Do we need to stop that?
No. Because, as my therapist said, crying is not a weakness. People always get embarrassed when they cry. Mm-hmm. It's actually a strength. You are so in tune with your emotions and how you feel about whatever made you cry that you're feeling it. The opposite is the scary part, you know? The opposite is where you get your serial killers, people that feel nothing.
Aww. You're going to make me cry.
Oh, no. All right. I'll stop.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.